Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Fierce It program. Today, we're going to be talking about how to get out of a funk. My name is Julie Terrazona, and I love sharing some tips for you to have a more effective week, which transfers into more effective life, business, relationship, and parenting skills. Today, the topic is how to get out of a funk. What even is a funk? Well, sometimes we don't feel up to it. We don't feel up to job. We don't feel like we're doing a great job as parents. Our children are not behaving the way that we expected them to behave, or things are happening that are out of our control. And we just feel like we lose control in one or more of these areas, in life in general, in parenting, with our spouse or significant other, boyfriend, or whoever it is that we have a relationship with. We feel like we're losing control. We're not communicating effectively. Maybe the trust is not there. And all these things and all these issues, sometimes it's a business situation. We're not meeting the numbers as expected. We have bills to pay, situations that arise, tickets that we get. You'll get the idea. So all these things sometimes put us in a state of funk. And what is that state to begin with? It's basically as if you had a gray cloud following you around. You are feeling down. You are in a bad mood for no reason. You're in a slump. You might even be in pajamas till 7 p.m. You might feel like you're struggling. And sometimes you don't even know why these things are happening. Something that I want to let you know is that it's completely normal not to have it together all the time. Sometimes through social media, we get mixed feelings and mixed emotions about where we should be in our lives in comparison to other people. Well, it's absolutely normal that you may be feeling this way. It's human. And there are 5 tips that I'm going to give you in order to be able to channel these feelings when you're having a funk so that it doesn't last as long as it usually does, so that you can take control of their situation. One is to experience it. Once you actually are in a funk and you know it by your moods, you know it by all of a sudden, maybe you're not in the mood to do anything. You just don't feel it with anybody. You're cranky. Whatever it is that you're feeling that day, just understand that you have to experience it because it's normal. It's human. It's nothing that you might be able to stop right away. In order for you to stop it right away, you might have to change your physical state. So if you are in pajamas in the couch, that's going to require for you to take a shower, get ready so you can feel a little better. But what I am proposing to you is to allow yourself to experience it. Understand and identify that maybe, just maybe, your body's trying to tell you that you need to rest. Maybe your mind is trying to tell you that you need to slow it down. Our bodies and our minds are incredibly intelligent, and they let us know by these type of situations that we might just have to slow it down a bit, or we might have to just reconnect with our soul. So the first thing is allow yourself to experience it. Now, number 2 is take the day. My train of thought is, how can I prevent this from happening as frequently as it does? Doesn't mean it's going to stop. It doesn't mean it's going to increase. Our goal here is, how can I make sure that this reduces? So number 1, experience it, feel your feels. Number 2, take the day. Understand that you might have to take that day. You might have to stay in pajamas till 8 p.m. You might want to watch your favorite shows, read a book, disconnect, sleep, whatever it is that rocks your boat. That's what you need to do that day. That day is all about you. So please take the day. Give your body and your mind that day. And don't feel guilty about it. We feel so guilty about taking days off, just one day off, or, you know, a couple hours off. We feel guilty because we feel like we need to be producing, or we need to be, you know, doing something for somebody. And if we just disconnect from the world, we feel guilty because there's something that we feel we need to do either for ourselves or for those around us. So just take the day. Number 3, commit to starting differently tomorrow. You cannot stay in that frame of mind unless you're going through a depression. If you're going through a depression, that's a whole different ballgame. Then my suggestion would definitely be to look for a therapist, look for a psychologist, look for a psychiatrist, and get the help you need. It's okay. There's nothing wrong with mental health. Mental health is very real. And some of us just need more tools than others to be able to get by because our situations are different and because we all experience pain in a different level and we all experience pain in a different light, right? So what you want to do is make sure that you get treated for what you need to get treated. So commit to starting differently tomorrow. How are you going to get out of this funk by tomorrow? You're like, well, I don't have time to get out of this funk. There's a lot of things that you can do to just at least try to feel a little better. But again, if you're feeling symptoms of depression, please reach out to a professional. So you're committing to starting different tomorrow. So what are we going to do? Step number four, we're going to write how tomorrow is going to be different. For me, I have to write down the things that got me in that funk to begin with and then try to come up with solutions. For me, when I can't work because things get in the way and I have a pre-planned idea of what's going to happen that day and that plan changes, that usually throws me off and that gets me in a funk. So at the beginning, I was not able to detour from my plan and not get upset about it. I would be upset about it because I felt like I was shut down. I couldn't produce. And I've learned to come up with little strategies so that I can right back jump into that plan the following day. Say, okay, today I didn't get to do it, but this is what happened today that prevented me from getting done what I had to get done. Or if it's something with your children, this is what prevented me today from being happy because this particular situation happened with my children. So for me, it's writing. For me, it's music, listening to music, having a dance party by myself, or cleaning as I'm dancing. All those things start getting me in my moment. I want to be alone when I'm having a funky moment. I want to be alone. I want to listen to music. I want to lay down. I want to sleep. These are the type of things that I do when I'm in a funk. What kinds of things do you do when you're in a funk? And what kinds of things do you like to do when you're in a funk? Do you disconnect and you want to go to the room and sleep? So take the day, do that. But then the next day in the morning, you're going to make this list. You're going to write what gets you out of the funk. Maybe it's sleep. Maybe it's talking to a friend. Maybe it's releasing. And number five, just understand that you're in control. You're in control of your thoughts. You're in control of your feelings. You're in control of your actions. You're in control of who hangs around with you. You're in control of who you speak with. You are in control of absolutely everything, but especially your feelings. So if you don't have this control, if you feel like you can no longer control your feelings, speaking to a professional would be your best bet. For the rest of us, knowing that you are in control means that you make a decision the next day. What made you feel not so good the day previous? I will tell you, besides the fact that I couldn't work that day, and work is something that I love to do, but I just couldn't do it that day. Something else that got me in the funk to begin with is that in the morning, I had not made the best food choices. And so because I didn't make the best food choices, then I felt like I couldn't control my eating habits when I had made a commitment to eat healthier. So that threw me in a funk because since I messed up for breakfast, I messed up for lunch. And then I was just in a whole funk because of that. And that added to the moment, to the previous moment, which was I didn't get to work. Now I ate out of frustration. So what I'm trying to share with you is that it's okay. Experience it. Number one. Number two, take the day off. Number three, commit to starting differently the next day. Number four, at any given point between the day you're having the funk till the next day, write or think about how you can move out of funk into your happy place. And number five, understand that you're in control and that because you're in control, you can choose to eat healthier, or you can choose to do your work in the morning or at night, or you can choose to have a better communication with your kids because you can choose to sign up for a class, a course, a session, a workshop. You can go to family therapy. There are options. You are not alone. There's a lot of tools. If you ever want suggestions about a particular situation, please feel free to reach out. I have many resources available for you. If I can't help you myself, then I will definitely refer you to the right people. But just understand, being in a funk is normal, it's human, and because we are in control, we are going to be having an amazing rest of the day today. Appreciate, gratitude is huge. I am grateful for you today, and thank you for listening in to your Fierce It podcast. This is Julie Terrazona. Talk to you soon.